This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. All staff members at Colorado Springs District 11 Mitchell High School will be released from their current work assignments at the end of the school year. According to D11, the school will undergo comprehensive changes during the 2021-2022 school year. This comes after the state formally identified the school as being below academic standards. The school is granted a 5-year turnaround window. Staff members who want to stay at Mitchell High School will have to go through a reapplication process in order to keep their current roles. Some Coloradans over age 70 have been unable to get a COVID-19 vaccination from providers outside the county they live in. 74-year-old Frank Trainer lives in Arapahoe County and says he was turned away from a vaccination appointment he had in Denver. After doing some research, he went back to the clinic.
"You didn't treat me fairly, and I'd like you to give me the shot." And by the way, I'm not arguing about the price of carrots. This is my life I'm talking about, so I'd like you to take this seriously.
State officials say providers who refuse residents from other counties will get a warning letter and could be reprimanded by losing access to vaccine doses. Students and staff at a school in Pueblo were evacuated today after a threat was made. Goodnight Elementary, which serves K through 8th grades in Pueblo's District 60, was evacuated to the state fairgrounds at 10 o'clock this morning for parent or guardian pickup. The district says all students are safe and accounted for and that they're acting out of an abundance of caution. You're listening to CPR News.